Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. I'm going to try a call in now that I'm not sure if it'll work. Are there people listening who voted for Trump and who also have health insurance through Obamacare? If you're out there, give us a call and tell us if you support repeal, and if so, what you would like to see it replaced with. Anyone like that listening, voted for Trump and insured through Obamacare? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Do you want it repealed? And what kinds of revisions to the Affordable Care Act, if any, would you like to see if you do want it repealed or amended? 212-433-9692. And I ask this today because of a couple of things in the news. One, the Obamacare sign-up deadline was Monday, and there was a very large surge in new enrollees. Last Thursday was the all-time record day in the history of Obamacare sign-up so far, with more than 600,000 enrollees in a single day, according to reports. Maybe it was even more than that. I didn't see the last few days' numbers. But more than 20 million Americans now get insurance through the ACA, and our uninsured rate is at a record low. So those are some facts. And two, there's an interesting op-ed in the Times today from Harvard professor Theda Skocpolis, I think how you say your name, arguing that Trump would repeal Obamacare at his political peril because so many people in his core support group, lower income, older, unemployed or underemployed people, have it. A lot of non-college educated, rural and ex-urban people. But maybe some of you here in the New York City area fall into this category too. So are there people listening who voted for Donald Trump and who also have health insurance through Obamacare? If you're out there, give us a call and tell us if you support repeal, and if so, what you would like to see it replaced with. Anyone listening who voted for Trump and are insured through Obamacare, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And if anyone calls, we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And all right, we have some callers on our invitation for anybody who voted for Donald Trump and is also insured through Obamacare for your health insurance. 212-433-WNYC. If anyone else wants to join, 212-433-9692. But Bob in Mineola, you're on WNYC. Bob, thanks so much for calling in.
Hello, Brian. I'm in Mineola, but I actually live in New Jersey.
Okay.
And I got my health insurance. I'm self-employed. I make too much money to qualify for any kind of subsidy.
Uh-huh.
But I had to get health insurance on the market. And I remember before Obamacare, my premium was about $700 a month. And then afterwards, after Obamacare, it jumped to $1,500. Then this year, it's $1,800. And I just got a letter saying it's going to $3,100 a month from January. And the letter came 2 weeks before the election. And I just thought, there's no way I'm voting for more of this. And I switched my vote.
Those numbers, they're a little hard to believe that they would be going up that much. I know we heard an average 25% jump in Obamacare premiums, and that letter did come to people just a few weeks before the election. In New York State, they're saying average of 17%. I don't know about New Jersey where you live, but that sounds crazy.
It is crazy. And you see, Brian, people don't even believe me, so I carry that letter around from 1860 to 3100. Starting from January.
So
that's what's happening with AmeriHealth in New Jersey.
So what would you like to see?
Well, a major change. Definitely repeal parts of Obamacare. Maybe the part of it that pay for the politically correct things. Maybe tort reform, which is very difficult to see when Congress is full of lawyers I don't think anybody needs $40 million settlement in the medical lawsuit. I think that's one of the reasons why it's so high. Maybe competition amongst health insurance companies, maybe being able to get a medication from Canada or from Europe. I don't know,
yeah.
But the current system doesn't make sense.
Bob, thank you very much for starting us off. I appreciate it. And some of those things the Republicans would support, like tort reform on medical lawsuits, some they wouldn't support, like importing drugs more cheaply from Canada, because I think they want to back up the free enterprise of the pharmaceutical companies. Well, here's a call from Jacksonville, Florida. John in Jacksonville, you're on WNYC. Hello from New York, John.
Hello, and thank you for having me on.
And I read that Florida had a big surge of Obamacare enrollees in the last couple of weeks, one of the biggest states.
Yes. The thing that I feel like most of the public doesn't understand is what Obamacare actually, who it covers, how much it covers, and what it doesn't cover. The issue that we're experiencing, my girlfriend and I are both over the age of 62. I'm with the VA, so I'm exempt. And thank goodness for that. The issue that she's experiencing is that she had Obamacare last year, and her premium was set to go up. So she made an attempt to go to Obamacare. They told her premium was going to be $700 a month. She collects Social Security of $800. And they told her that she was not able to acquire anything less because she made a certain amount less than what was required for her to get some sort of a cut. Now, that is ironic. The other issue is that these
I didn't quite understand that. She made too little to get a certain subsidy?
Exactly. Exactly. She makes too little on her Social Security, and so her premium would have been $700 a month. On top of that, when she had Obamacare this past year, the doctors were charging the insurance companies $400 and $500 for a simple doctor's visit. This is where your money's going. These doctors, these hospital care workers, the drug prescription companies, they're soaking us like we have never seen before. And we're ending up having to pay these high premiums and in some cases not able to get insurance.
So is there something in the Trump or the Republican plan? I don't know how much you've looked at, you know, a Paul Ryan plan or Dr. Price, who's going to be the HHS. Something in that you think would address those concerns?
Well, the logistics of trying to change Obamacare is going to be a very trying one at best. The only thing that I can say is we certainly cannot follow this road. It is definitely destroying a lot of people financially.
John,
and whatever can come out from this to better ourselves would be better than what we have.
John, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. So our little sample of two so far, Trump voters who have Obamacare, but we're getting pretty unhappy with Obamacare and are willing to kind of roll the dice and start over and hope the political process can look at all these various moving parts. And there are so many when it comes to the cost of health insurance and health care. Let's start again. Let's start another process. That's what I'm hearing from the first two calls anyway. Luann in Nassau County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Luann.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Good. Yes. First, let me state, I think everyone should be able to have access to health care. I just believe now with what we have, it's the middle class. Now it's the working poor. I know people who are struggling who don't have drugs, who are able to receive it and pay nothing for it, which is a great thing. But for the middle class, between a $3,000 and $6,000 deductible is really, it's unaffordable. It's to pay $400, $500, $600, $700 a month and then have also this huge deductible to meet. You're never even using it. Sometimes we go to the doctor, we don't even use it because it's like we're spending the money anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't... I don't think it should be repealed. I think it needs to be amended. I mean, I have a lot of my peers can't afford the six. I have a single woman who works in with me, a fellow employee, and she's paying, hers just went up 15%. She's paying almost $700 a month, like the previous caller had said. And to have to meet these deductibles, what is the point of, it's not affordable. I just had to get eye drops, I believe, with the drugs also for my son last week. $75 with insurance.
So do you want the government to provide larger subsidies for middle-class people with Obamacare? Is that what you're arguing for?
I think before Obamacare, it was the middle class who were able to attain insurance, and the working poor or people who were out of work could not. Now it's the opposite. It's the flip. The people who are struggling with work or whatever are able to attain it for very little or nothing at all, and the middle class can't afford it. I think there needs to be something for everybody. I have to be honest, I don't know exactly what that is. But the only way the insurance pays for us is if, God forbid, there should be a catastrophic illness. Otherwise, we're spending between $10,000 and $15,000 a year for insurance and never even using it.
And that's what you have with a high deductible plan. And one of the things that the HHS incoming secretary, if he's confirmed, wants to go to is plans with that are with cheaper premiums because they don't cover as many things as a matter of mandate, but still have high deductibles, but you're covered for catastrophic illness, which it sounds like that's sort of what you have, but the premium is high.
Well, we're covered for everything. I can go. I don't need referrals. I don't whatever. It's a, the plan itself is fine, but we're paying a fortune for
it.
We're paying a fortune. Most people in my husband's business, he's in construction. Most of the people turn it down when it's offered to them, the subcontractors or whatever, because they can't afford it.
So let me ask you one more.
It's easier for them just to go to the doctor and pay cash.
One more question. You voted for Trump. How much of that, if any, was that you think he's going to get it more right with respect to health insurance?
I don't know. I really don't have an answer. We're just hoping against hope here. We personally, I didn't feel either candidate was qualified for the presidency, but we had to vote for someone. I just felt going the Democratic way, and I was always a Democrat, the health care would just get out of control. I didn't hear Mrs. Clinton address this at all, except once in a town hall debate when one of the people present stood up and asked her about that, the deductibles, and she said, well, we'll fix it. We'll try and fix it. But that was the only time she addressed it. That was a big issue for many of my peers and for us also, was the health care.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Let's do one more. Bhupesh in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bhupesh. We've got about a minute for you. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
It's my first time, so I'm excited.
Glad you're in.
So, well, I didn't vote personally for Donald Trump, but I think my wife, she voted for him because just before the election day, we got a letter from our insurance company, and it was like an increase of, more than $300 a month for my wife and my daughter. We got their insurance from Obamacare last year, and then this year we would have to probably pay from $680 to $980. So that's why she was very mad about it. And I don't know, that was a strategy from their side to just send letters before the election day.
It was that came from the Obama administration, so it wasn't a strategy, that's for sure. But do you think, does your wife think that Trump has a better idea, or she's just willing to roll the dice because of this frustration with the increase?
Yes, I would say that was just a frustration, and then she didn't go with me. We were supposed to go together for the voting and everything, since it was my first time in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But then she said, no, you know what, you just go ahead. She knew that I was going to vote for Hillary. And then she said, you know what, you go ahead, and I'll just catch up with you later. And then I'm sure she voted for him because she was very angry at the letter.
Because of Obamacare. Bhupesh, thank you very much. We really appreciate your call. Thanks for being a first-time caller. Call us again. And thanks to all of you who called, who voted for Donald Trump and have Obamacare. That was interesting.